Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of The Alchemy of True Success. And thanks so much for tuning in to Soul to Profit Radio, bringing business to spirituality and spirituality to business. Each show, we are committed to helping you, our enlightened audience, discover your purpose, share your gifts, and monetize your message. Life is short, so let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, and I am so excited to have you join us today for a conversation that is going to inspire, educate, and uplift you. Today, we're going to be talking about the power of spirit and technology, how to combine the two. It's going to be a fun conversation with my good friend, my soul brother, Don McCarty. So today, to get involved in the conversation with Don and I, please join our chat room on Facebook. And you can go to Facebook and type in Jaden Sterling, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling Wealth Wisdom 2, and that will bring you to our chat room. You can ask any questions that you have for Don, or you can call in today. We're going to take callers. The phone number, we're live today. The phone number is area code 626-231-0306. And for the callers who call in today, we're going to have a special gift for you. You know, 'tis the season, and it's fun to be generous and give fun stuff. And I'm actually giving away, well, I won't let out the surprise yet, but I will. You'll like it. Trust me. We'll share that in a little bit. So chances are you are knee-deep in holiday festivities, shopping, partying, and all that fun stuff, and you might be feeling a little off balance and need some centering, which is why I brought my good friend and soul brother Don McCarty on today's show. Don is going to help us figure out which sound frequencies resonate with the desire that you have, whether you desire to relax or if you desire to work with affirmations and have them really sink into the brain, to the subconscious mind. He's going to share with us what frequencies work for that. And you're going to love what he has to say. Don McCarty is the owner and developer for Clear Mind Sound, the creators of Spirit Technology, which is a proprietary mix of three very powerful audio brain entertainment technologies, solfeggio frequencies, isochronic tones, and binaural beats. When combined with masterful music, guided meditations, affirmations, and relaxation techniques, you have the most effective aid to spiritual training you can find ever on the planet. Don initially created audio technology apps for his own personal daily practice and spiritual journey. Don has had great results with these technologies in his own life and uses them for relaxation, for meditation, affirmations, and improved sleep and overall health. Having such incredible results inspired Don to share these technologies and strategies with the world, and we are certainly glad he did. Don is also the creator of apps as well, and he'll talk about that. He created my app. He actually helped make a dream of mine come true, which is bringing my Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom daily oracle cards out as an app, and he's done a masterful job at that. I am so grateful to him and to call him friend. So, Don, welcome to today's show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor to be here, my friend.
It's wonderful to have you, and where are you calling in from today?
I am calling in from the north coast of California, up near Oregon, on the Redwood Coast.
Awesome. And it's beautiful there, I imagine.
Yes. We had a little bit of the cold weather last night. Nowhere near as cold as it probably was in your neck of the woods. But nice and sunny today. Yes, it's really nice. It's starting to warm up.
Awesome. Well, we're happy to hear that. And I've been looking forward to the show today. You know, you are someone, and after the first time I ever talked to you, I felt a really deep kindred spirit feeling with you. You know, you're someone who has studied a lot of, you know, knows a lot about spirituality and also is incredibly gifted in terms of the technology aspect. which is really big, you know, as we go forward. And when you and I were talking about, you know, which sound frequencies work in terms of helping people get the best results in their meditations and in their saying their affirmations, I thought, wow, this guy knows his stuff, and he's certainly someone I want to have on the show. So tell me, Don, you know, there's a lot of folks who listen to this show who are considering, you know, starting a, they want to record a meditation and they want to put it out there to sell to people. And, but they don't know, you know, the best frequencies for guided meditations and for the results that people want to get. Can you share with our listeners which frequencies work and what they each accomplish?
Sure. Do you want to talk a little bit about the entrainment technologies in general before we get into some of the specifics, or you want me to just dive in?
Yeah, that'd be great. Let's do that first.
Okay. Well, folks have probably heard the terms brain entrainment bandied about. It's pretty simple, really. Entrainment basically just means to follow along or carry on. It's basically the tendency of many systems, including the brain, to attempt to synchronize with dominant stimuli. So by introducing these certain technologies into our sound media, for example, we can create a tendency towards the brain to want to synchronize with the state that we're attempting to achieve. For example, if you were needing to get better sleep, you would want to encourage your brain into the delta wave range, which is associated with deep sleep. So by using audio technologies to basically alert the brain to this dominant frequency, the brain will entrain, it will attempt to follow, synchronize, and align itself with that stimuli. And we notice that a lot in our normal lives. You know, we align with a lot of things. Women that live together will oftentimes have their cycles will align. Clocks will align with each other if they're nearby. You know, this system is pretty much a mainstay of life in general. So the tendency is scientifically proven, and these technologies that we use are pretty effective at helping you achieve the state that you reach.
Awesome. So that's for deep sleep, and that's delta, is that right?
That's right, yes. And, okay. You know, you hear, we use primarily for meditation and focus, we use alpha and theta. The alpha range, you know, there are many methods like Silva method and a lot of other popular methods which use alpha frequency, because alpha wave frequency is associated with alert focus. And so it really allows you to... let's say you were working on trying to focus on an issue or affirmations, you're trying to do some law of attraction stuff or make some changes, the alpha wave frequency would be the best state of mind for that. And if you are wishing to get into a more relaxed meditative state or maybe some deep spiritual stuff or just general relaxation, meditation, daily practice, whatever, the theta wave frequency is, you know, pretty much right before you get to the sleep level. It's sort of the daydream mind, the relaxed mind, the imaginal mind. So it's really a great state for the mind to be in for meditation.
Excellent. And so then we have this whole, is solfeggio, tell us about that, and how is that different or the same as some of these other frequencies?
Well, the solfeggio frequencies, that's really hard to say. I get tongue-tied even trying to say it.
Solfeggio, okay.
Yeah, solfeggio frequencies. These frequencies are more associated with, they originally were discovered from the great hymn of St. John the Baptist and associated a lot with ancient Gregorian chants. Some of the music of like St. Hildegard of Bingen, ancient tonal, spiritual tonal arrangements that were designed to basically connect and inspire you to the spirit. And many cultures, shamans and traditions you found as a connector to the spirit. And these frequencies, as they've been analyzed, have been shown to have some amazing effects on the physiology even. We've probably, some of your listeners have heard of the 528 hertz love frequency. And this frequency has actually been shown in the lab to repair DNA. It's just absolutely amazing what sound can do. And there are new studies and theories that are basically suggesting that the DNA that we have in our body is really only 3% of it has to do with biological information, and 93% of it is actual interactive elements. And the DNA actually communicates with the body with light and sound, with photons and phonons. So it actually interacts via sound with your body. And some might even suggest you're interacting with the very essence of your life, or God, if you will, through your DNA. And, you know, and the sound and tradition and spirituality and religion is so strong. You know, those of us that are brought up in the Western tradition can remember, you know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was made flesh, you know. And these new theories are actually kind of sort of, I wouldn't say establishing, but hinting that maybe even at our very essence, we might actually be made of sound. So sound is possibly integral to our very essence and spirituality, and the Tophigio frequencies have been, they're basically there are six tones in the scale that are used for a variety of different approaches to prayer or mental states. So, for example, I could go through them real quick. We have the 396 hertz frequency is supposed to be good at helping you liberate guilt and fear. 417 is good at helping you facilitate change. 528 is a transformational, considered the miracle love frequency, the one that repaired the DNA. 639 is good at connections, relationships. 741, awakening intuition. And then we also have 8, the other one, 852, I think, and which is connection with spirit. And then 936 actually is not often referred on the Tophigio scale that you see a lot. It's kind of a newer frequency that actually repairs the pineal gland, the calcification of your pineal gland. So for those of your listeners that know about the pineal gland, it's pretty important to dreaming and to awakening your consciousness. So pretty powerful things.
Yeah, it sounds like it. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that and for doing it in such a way that's easy to understand and to know, you know, if someone's out there and they want to listen to meditations and create change in their life, well, they just go right to 417 hertz, or like you say, to decalcify the pineal gland, you can work with a much higher frequency, 936 hertz. Now, when you get to the higher frequencies, what changes within the frequency to increase the hertz? Do you understand what I'm asking there?
Yeah, you're basically just speeding up the it's basically the speed and the frequency, and each one is basically it's set up. It's interesting because there's a lot of correlatives with these different frequencies. I've worked with some folks that are doing chakra work, and these frequencies tend to align pretty much from 396 all the way up to 936, from the root chakra all the way up to the crown in terms of their tonal relationship. So some of these frequencies in these arenas that they tend to work in are kind of also aligned with the chakras too. So you can kind of see some of the reasons why these frequencies are good in their certain areas if you compare the some of the information about the root chakra with 396 hertz. You know, you'll see correlations in their sort of arenas of your consciousness, if you will. You know, so the tonal relationships are just purely mathematical. You know, they're just changing in their frequency.
Excellent. I'm writing all this down. I'm taking copious notes, Don. This is good stuff.
Yeah.
And I liked what you said about the DNA. So what you're suggesting is that there are new studies that are indicating that we might be made up of sound. That's fascinating. And it makes sense because a lot of people who have had like out-of-body experiences or near-death experiences where they've actually left the physical body, they've entered into the spiritual realm, and they often talk about hearing the singing, you know, there's like a singing going on, and oftentimes when they get closer to the frequency that relates to the energy that we call God, that it's a steady om. There's like a continue. It's like one person described it as if the om was being chanted over and over and over. So when you get into that kind of om zone, that seems, is that a very high frequency, would you say, or?
Absolutely, yes. You know, the frequencies are, all of the frequencies that we're dealing with are pretty high frequencies, you know, in the range. They're just these certain juncture points, these certain special resonance that just seem to be able to, you know, they're like communication conduits, if you will, you know, And I truly believe in the phenomena as a demonstrable scientific phenomena that, you know, that is amazing. And it's also obvious its effect in my mind, in my life. That's why I coin our type of proprietary entrainment as spirit technology instead of technology for the spirit, because spirit's first, you know. And technology second. And I have had great, great, great results using these techniques in my own life. And so I really can speak to it as something that's worked for me, and I have a lot of personal experience.
And that's neat, because that's really that's how you got involved with this, is that you were looking for some. Well, tell the stories. A lot of our listeners might not know how you actually started with working with these frequencies.
I've been in the IT profession for about 20 plus years now, and I grew up in the Catholic Church, and so you know, I was very touched and moved by the spirit when I was younger, but I was very turned off by the mechanism of the church when I was older, you know, and I sort of kind of grew away from a lot of the spirituality and was getting involved in the technology and really kind of lost my way in terms of being able to manage my stress and anxieties and things like that. And in 2008, I decided that I really needed to make a change, and I really needed to get a handle on my my stress that was going on, because I tend to get involved in a lot of things, and my projects are just never ending, and so I was kind of losing it a little bit, to use a scientific term. And I turned to some technology to kind of help me kind of jumpstart getting, you know, relaxation and stress control going in my life. And I discovered some of these technologies that other people had on the market, and I like some of them for some things and others for others. And after a while, I just started to, you know, mix them together. And after a while, once I got the hang of it, I decided to sort of create my own that were kind of a little bit more supercharged and variety of uses, and they work wonderfully. And right around then, Oprah was doing her Soul series, and I first got turned on to Eckhart Tolle and, you know, really, really resonated with his teachings and felt a drive to get mindfulness into my life, you know. And so, I created a daily practice for myself that involved using these technologies. And I've been pretty much heavily entrenched in designing and developing in this arena ever since.
Awesome. Now, have you always been musically inclined?
I was into I've played music ever since I was a youngster, piano, keyboards. But I put it down after high school, and I tapered off in my early 20s and kind of, you know, lost the dream of becoming a rock star, if you will, and, you know, went about my career in other directions. And so when I decided to get back into this again, I was able to, you know, get back on the bike and start playing again, and it's been very rewarding on many levels.
Awesome. So, like, you're like a spiritual rock star now.
that sure does sound good, doesn't it?
It does. That fits you. I think you need to be putting that in your bio.
that's you. You're getting the pages mixed up. That's your bio.
Spiritual, musical, spirit technology rock star. Okay, so now I know your business is called Clear Mind Sound, and you create spiritual applications with a leader in the field of spirituality, which is G.P. Walsh, great guy. Mm-hmm. Now, how did that come about?
You had a little bit to play in that because you and my wonderful friend Constance Arnold got a great idea during one of your interviews to start an online group, and I joined, and as a precursor to joining the group, I decided I would kind of reach out to the Law of Attraction Radio Network and see if I could get some of my products advertised there so I could tell the group some of the things that I had going on. And as a result of that, I met with the owner of LOA Radio, and she interviewed me, and we hit it off, and I started doing some work with her. And then another host on the network, Bertrand Dory, is a wonderful Frenchman from Ireland, does some tech work for the network as well. And he's a good friend of GP, so he saw a connection for us. And the interesting thing about it was I had been a huge fan of GP and listened to all of his shows and was kind of considering him kind of my go-to spiritual teacher of the moment, if you will. And I was really, really digging on what he had to say and what's going on. And he's also a world-class musician. He's just amazing pianist, musician. And so talk about, you know, excellent synergy. And we just sort of connected on a starter project. And after working together a little while, we hit it off. We decided to create this new branding and this new venture. And it's just been a wild ride. It's amazing because, as you said, GP is a spiritual leader and, you know, operates in a lot of the same circles that you do and knows a lot of really fantastic people. So we are just on fire with working with some great personalities with some great content. And it's been a dream come true for me, I tell you what.
Good for you, Don. It couldn't happen to a nicer guy. You know, you really are just a fantastic person, and that alignment is, I am sure, if GP was on the line, he'd say, yeah, he would just be amazed with what you bring to the table as well. So that, you know, that's a really nice thing when you can get a synergistic relationship and really help people. So what is that website that people can go to find out more about that?
Our new ventures, clearmindsound.com. And
okay,
it's clearmindsound.com.
Clearmindsound.com.
Yes, sir.
That's good. It. Thank you for that. And so when they go there, what are they going to find?
Well, when they go to Clear Mind Sound, you know, we are, it's a work in progress. So right now we have a few products that are ready. When they first hit the site, it's a pretty nice site. It should be pretty intuitive. There's a nice intro video to kind of a little bit about what we're about and some quick links to some of our products and explains the spirit technology, it discusses ways that we can help with issues or problems that folks might be having. And we have links to our three currently available apps and albums. And, and more to come.
Excellent. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we are going to give away to our callers today a special offering. And since we're getting some callers in the queue, why don't we mention what that is? Do you want to talk about it?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry. What was that? What was I supposed to be saying? I was listening to your voice, and I just kind of got mesmerized by your voice. I'm like, oh, his voice. I love Jaden's voice. Wait, what did he just say? Sorry.
Don and I always laugh whenever we get on the phone together, so this is...
Okay, take two, brother.
Take two. Click. Take two. All right. So today, as I mentioned, Don is also a developer of apps, and he's incredible at them. And he helped me make a lifelong dream come true. Probably not lifelong, but at least a dream that I had for over 5 years to develop an app for my card deck, which is Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom. And we are going to, which is available now on iTunes, thanks to Don. And we're going to give the app for free to the next 5 callers who call in. So let's see who the first person is who is going to get that app and see what questions they have.
Oh, my God, I won! I won!
You won!
I won! Yay!
You won!
Yay! What's this app I get? Is it the Pornhub app?
So that is one of a crazy caller that we had. I don't know who that was. But anyway, there you go. So anyway, anyone who is wanting the app, please call in, and we'll be happy to do that. And also to answer any questions that you have for Don, maybe you're considering putting together a meditation CD and you're not sure how to, you know, which frequency to use or how to set that up. Don is also helping me do that as well. My next CD that's coming out, it's called The Art of Receiving, and he'll be working with me and helping me put the right tracks to the affirmations and also to the guided meditation. So I am super excited about that, and thank you, Don, for your assistance with that. So,
my pleasure.
Awesome. So tell our listeners a little more about some specific apps that you've created and how do people get them? You know, how do they get involved? That kind of thing.
I've designed quite a few apps. Some of the ones that I'd like to showcase on the show are our newest series. I've done a guided meditation app series with GP Walsh that's just fantastic. We put together a new template for a meditation app that works really neat. It works really great. We have a set on allowing. We have an app for better sleep, and we have an app on forgiveness that we're working with Karen Scarpula, which is G.P. Walsh's co-host and published author for his show. And the Just Allow It mini meditations is one. Sleep technology is another. And Yes, You Can Forgive is another one.
And that's important.
Yeah. And these are our newer series. If you go to clearmindsound.com/Apple or clearmindsound.com/Android, you can get the full of the Clear Mind Sound apps that are available for either platform. So they can go to our site and they can poke around and find them, or they could just simply go to clearmindsound.com/Apple or ClearMindSound/Android, depending on their device. I also have some other apps out on the market, one for some subliminal affirmations that also use some of these other technologies that I had mentioned before. It's called SubListen. I have another one that focuses more in the alpha range and does some similar types of things. But these two apps allow you to add affirmations and these frequencies to your iTunes playlist. So it's kind of cool where you could listen to the same music and fun, cool stuff that you always do, but you could add some subliminal affirmations under there and some of these other technologies as well. And the other app I was going to mention is called Alpha Mind. And so that's probably – oh, and any of these apps also lead any of the interested folks to the rest of the apps that are developed. So they can just – there's always a link in any of these apps that say more by this developer, and you can just click on it and see everything.
Okay,
also,
excellent.
Yeah, you can search for Clear Mind Sound. You can search for G.P. Walsh. You can search for Don McCarty on iTunes as well, and you can pretty much find us that way. Many roads lead there.
So. Many roads, good. And are you developing apps for other people as well who are looking for, you know, for instance, like on my card deck and other folks like GP, et cetera?
Yes, yes. GP and I have, we have a small publishing sort of publishing company kind of set up where we work with some folks on projects where we work together and they can join in with our group at kind of a no cost to them, and we work together and we share profits on the products as we sell it down the line. And then we also are working with some other folks independently. So we work with folks direct consulting, or we can offer people an invitation to join our group and get some of their content in with us. And currently we're working with quite a few folks besides you and Constance Arnold and the Law of Attraction Radio Network. We're working with Carol Look, with Susan Lynch. I've lost count. I got to keep checking in. We really seem to be resonating with a lot of folks, and we really enjoy working with anyone that is trying to help people with their lives. You know, that is really our mainstay as a company, that we want to work with other people that are in the self-help movement, healing, law of attraction, anything that is focusing towards the betterment of people's lives. Those are the types of people we want to work with.
That's awesome. And, you know, I will say from a personal experience, working with you it's been awesome. I mean, you're always accessible. You're a stickler for detail, and you're really into making sure that the consumer is getting the best possible experience by using your apps and using your different music. And so thank you for that. You know, it's always a pleasure to work with you, and I love doing projects with you because I know it's going to be done in the most professional way. And so anyone, I'm not one to really solicit people's work like this, but it's from a very personal experience by working with Don, where I say this guy knows his stuff and is also someone who is highly creative. And that's one of the things I really loved about working with you, is you'd say, yeah, well, we can do it this way, but have you ever thought of this? You know, and you'd offer up these great ideas, and I'd be like, oh, my gosh, that's brilliant, you know. And so it made it, you know, a really fun collaborative experience. So thank you for that. And anyone who works with Don will, I know, have the exact same experience. You're going to absolutely love working with him and his team. So good for you, Don, and congratulations to you.
Yeah.
You deserve it. You deserve the success that you have. And Don, can you talk about something that I'm really fascinated with, and I don't know a lot about it, but it's binaural beats. Can you share what that is and how that works?
Sure. Well, we talked a little bit before about the alpha, delta, theta frequencies for the mind, right?
Yep.
And these are all frequency ranges, so let's just talk about those a little bit. Delta wave frequencies is pretty much from, you know, 0.01 hertz, like 0 hertz up to like 4 hertz. Beta wave is around, you know, 4 to 8 hertz or so. Alpha wave is like 8 to 12 hertz. And the thing is that the threshold for the human ear is actually 40 hertz. So it really can't hear frequencies under that. And as you could imagine, as we, the highest frequency in the alpha range was 12, so that's, you know, that's well below the ability of the ear to hear that. So to enable to, in order to transfer that instruction to the brain, the ear wouldn't be able to really do that because it really can't hear that. So you follow so far?
Yes.
Okay. So what the binaural beats do is they use a technique where they take higher frequencies. And this is a stereo thing, so you have to listen to it in stereo, so you have a left and a right channel. And what happens is you take two frequencies and you put them off by just a slight amount, like let's say 100 hertz and maybe like 103 hertz or something like that, just as an example. What happens is that those two frequencies sound just close enough to the mind that it decides, hey, I'm just going to split the difference and create a third tone and look at it that way because the dissonance that I'm hearing, I need to resolve it. And so it finds the difference between those two frequencies. It's like, let's say, six, the difference in range. It translates that as that frequency and in the mind. So it actually creates an artifact of the sound and makes it up. And then that frequency can be transferred into the mind. So it's pretty amazing, really, that this was actually discovered in 1839, if you believe it, and it's been around for a long time. And it's, you know, when you hear these tones, they a lot of times they sound, you know, like wah, 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 you know, initially a little bit. But into the mind, the brain is trying to work out what's going on. When you have the right, left, and it beats in the middle, and it creates that difference frequency, and then that translates to the brain.
Okay. Wow. Thank you for that explanation. I've never fully understood how that works, but it sounds pretty powerful. And let's go to a caller that we have.
Okay, better luck. Third time.
Yeah, better
people.
Luck this time. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you? Who's this?
Good, it's Crystal.
Hi, Crystal, our friend Crystal.
Hello, Don.
Hello.
This is fantastic. I would love to speak with you.
You are, right now. Do you have a question?
Yeah,
for Don?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't have a question. I was calling in for the app, and I'm actually interested myself in getting some meditations out there, so this is perfect.
Awesome.
Oh, wow, great.
So you know
well,
how
then,
to...
Well, let's talk after the show or something. We'll talk. We'll talk in the future.
You bet.
You guys talk. You guys talk amongst yourselves after the show. Figure all that out. That'll be awesome. And, Crystal, we will get you the app for sure.
Yay!
Awesome. Thanks for calling in, Crystal.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great show.
Thanks.
Our good friend Crystal there, she's awesome. Yeah, that's a good match. I think you two could do some good work together, and that's a good idea. I'm glad she called in and listened to her inner guidance to direct her there.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
Don.
Yeah.
So our time has come to a close.
No, say it isn't so.
I know, say it isn't so. I'll bring you back on. You'll come back on shortly, right?
Absolutely. I always have some cool, fun stuff to talk about.
Yes, you do. And I promise you next time we won't get any crazy callers who dial in.
Don't make promises you can't keep, buddy. You just can't control those crazies out there. That's the wonderful, colorful world we live in, right?
For sure, definitely. So tell our listeners where they can find more about you and your work.
Just visit clearmindsound.com. And, you know, we have a contact page there. I'm really accessible. You can look for us on Facebook. You can look for me, Don McCarty, on iTunes or Facebook. If you've got some ideas or projects that you're interested in working on, don't be shy. Just get a hold of us and let's see what's up. If you want to check out some of our samples of the work, you can do so at the site. And if you are interested in any more elaborate samples of our work, you can always contact us emails. We can get you some copies of some stuff that might help you get an idea of what we do. And other than that, we'll see you online.
Yeah, definitely. That's awesome, Don. Thank you. And Don previously mentioned that he is part of a group that Constance Arnold and I host, and it's called WealthPurposeCoaching.com, and everyone can go there as well. Constance and I came together with the intention of helping as many people as we can further their spiritual and professional development, and we do so through this group coaching program that Don is a part of, and Crystal is as well, the caller who called in, and we are seeing such incredible results in people's lives. Don, do you want to spend just 30 seconds sharing what your experience has been so far being a part of that group?
The group, this is the first time I've ever been a part of a group like this, and it's been absolutely fantastic. It's great being around other folks that are really, really trying to get a handle on their dreams and reach the manifestations for their lives that they want. And I really have to tell people that the group dynamic is fantastic. I almost feel like a lot of the awesome things that have happened to me are part of the good karma of this group. It's you know what they say, when two or more gather, et cetera, et cetera. And this feels like it's got really, really, you guys, you and Constance have a deep, 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 deep history of teachings and content, and you just bring so much to the table. Your collaboration together is really fun, and the group itself is just fantastic. So I would really recommend anybody to just drop by, check us out on Facebook, see what's up. Maybe, I don't know what kind of intros to the group or samples you have for folks, but definitely worth checking out, and we'd love to have you.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that glowing endorsement, Don. You're awesome, buddy. Thanks for stopping by the radio show, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Okay. Love you, my brother. Have a great day.
Thanks, my brother. You too. Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So that is the wonderful Don McCarty. I knew you guys would love him. He's incredible. Again, anyone who's interested in putting together an app or meditations, check his workout. Next week, please join me as I interview Hay House author Derek Mills from the UK. Derek has a fantastic book out called The 10-Second Philosophy, where he shares why goal setting doesn't work and standard setting does. Some of you are probably intrigued right now. What is standard setting? Well, you have to listen into the show next week. You are going to be really inspired by his story of how he went from being a broke workaholic to a multimillionaire after he developed standards for his life. It's an interview that you'll want to listen to over and over again. There's so much incredible content in that interview again next Wednesday. So have a fantastic week. Do things this week that fill your soul and your wallet.
And to find out more about my work, please visit thewealthquest.com. Again, that's www.thewealthquest.com. And while you're there, opt into my newsletter and you'll receive my ebook called Your Destiny Delivered. And there's also a bunch of other great free content that I share with my subscribers to my list. So please join that list and I'll be happy to send that out to you. Thanks and have a fantastic week. See you next week. Bye-bye.